सामने कुछ ऐसे ही स्पीकर्स आज मौजूद है जिन्होंने अपने जीवन में इस कला को अपनाया है। हाउ टू हैव बैलेंस इन लाइफ, यह है हमारा आज का विषय। तो आइए सर्वप्रथम मैं बहनों से निवेदन करती हूँ कि स्टेज पर उपस्थित मेहमानों का फूलों से तथा बैजेस से स्वागत करें। हम सबकी तरफ से आदरणीय सुनील भाई जी, चंद्रानी बहन जी और हेमलता बहन जी का बहुत 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 हार्दिक स्वागत है। स्वागत है। ये जब विषय देखा, वर्क लाइफ बैलेंस द की इंग्रेडिएंट टू सक्सेस, एंड आई जस्ट थॉट ऑफ माय चाइल्डहुड। एज अ लिटिल गर्ल आई स्टार्टेड लर्निंग टू राइड बाइसिकल्स। आप सभी को भी एक्सपीरियंस होगा, छोटे छोटे होते हैं बाइसिकल चलाना सिखाते हैं, सीखते हैं, और जो सिखाने वाला है वो हमको एनकरेज करता रहता है। क्या कहता है? चलाओ चलाओ, थोड़ा बैलेंस आएगा ना, कंट्रोल आ जाएगा। चलाओ चलाओ, थोड़ा बैलेंस आएगा, कंट्रोल आ जाएगा। देयर लाइज द बेस्ट लाइन ऑफ माई लाइफ। जितना मैं अपने बाइसिकल को बैलेंस में रखती हूँ, आई कैन राइड इट वेरी स्मूथली, वेरी इजिली, एंड परहैप्स देन आई टेक अ जॉय इन राइडिंग माई बाइसिकल। सिमिलरली इन द लाइफ, जितना मैं इसको बैलेंस में रखूंगी उतना मेरा उस पर कंट्रोल आता जाएगा, एंड स्लोली आई टेक अ जॉय इन लिविंग माई लाइफ। आजकल ये थोड़ा कम हो रहा है। जब लोगों को पूछते हैं हाउ आर यू, वेरी ऑफन वी गेट द आंसर पुलिंग ऑन। कैसे है? चल रहा है, चल रहा है। इसके लिए हम जी रहे हैं, इसीलिए तो कहा जीने की कला। इट्स अ आर्ट ऑफ लिविंग द लाइफ। इट्स अ वेरी वेरी इनवैल्युएबल लाइफ विच वी हैव टू रियली लिव, नॉट पुल ऑन लाइक अ बर्डन। पुल ऑन तो बर्डन को किया जाता है। आज हमारी जीवन ऐसे बर्डन क्यों बन रही है? लैक ऑफ बैलेंस। और एक चीज याद आई, हम जब बैलेंस की बात करते हैं, मेजॉरिटी ऑफ द टाइम हम एक कुर्सी का एग्जाम्पल लेते हैं। जब आपने अगर सेंटर पे कोर्स किया होगा तो चार पहिए दिखाते हैं योगी जीवन का आसन दिखाकर। सो ये चारों पहिए जब एक जैसे होते हैं, इक्वल होते हैं, कुर्सी बैलेंस में रहती है। Every aspect of my life is equally important, and when I give them equal importance, then the life is in balance. तो ये चारों पहियों का इकट्ठा इक्वल होना भी आवश्यक है। At the same time, there is another facet, another aspect. Recently मैंने एक चित्र देखा, मेरे पास है वो चित्र लेकिन यहाँ लाया नहीं है। बहुत सुंदर है, एक बहुत बड़ा हाथी, huge elephant standing on one ball. इट्स लवली, इट्स रियली लवली। आप लोगों ने देखा होगा ना, सर्कस में हाथी को छोटे से स्टूल पे खड़ा करते हैं। इट्स अ बैलेंस। इट्स अ ह्यूज क्रीचर स्टैंडिंग ऑन दैट लिटिल स्टूल। कितनी खूबसूरत बात है। एक हाथी में ये आर्ट है, अपने इतने बड़े शरीर को वो कितना समेट के एक स्टूल पे एडजस्ट कर लेता है। दैट इज आर्ट ऑफ बैलेंसिंग। जब वो कर सकता है, क्या आप और मैं नहीं कर सकते? लेट अस हैव सम experience of this and sharings on this topic. Very firstly, I invite Sister Chandrani from Bangalore. I must tell you, she is a living example of this balance. Perhaps in her sharing she can share with some experiences also with us. She is with Brahma Kumaris for past 8 years. She is one of the core group members of the Spark. So, Chandrani Behen Ji is vishay par kuch vichar prastut karenge. She'll show us her presentation on work-life balance, the key ingredient to success.
Good afternoon, all of you. Though it is the third day of the conference, but from my side, I welcome all of you to this beautiful campus. And I hope you all have been enjoying your time here, sharing and getting different types of insights. As the topic suggests, we are talking about work, life, and of course balancing both of it, and that's how we achieve success. So I'll share a couple of insights with you and you all have been experiencing in your life. You all are well established in your professional area as well as in your personal life, so you must be already doing it. But as a part of our discussion and sharing, we all will share our different types of insights. As sister was mentioning about my personal life, I would briefly share with you that how I am trying to balance work as well life. I like professionally I belong to IT industry, so I have been working like any other IT professional does, maybe at least 10 to 12 hours a day. That is how the usual IT professional schedule is. But apart from that, I'm also enjoying my life thoroughly by doing what I really love to do. That is like kind of doing some voluntary activity with Swikmake, that is another NGO, and then of course voluntary activity with Brahma Kumaris. So these are the different things that I love to do, and so apart from my professional area, I also balance my rest of the time with all these areas. So that's how I'm trying to do that part of my balancing act. So to share with you now, I would like to share that we all have been experiencing this, that life is like a constant flow of moments and events and situations that are coming along. And we are like a boat. Each one of us is like a small tiny boat who is flowing along, and sometimes right, sometimes left, sometimes fast, sometimes slow. And different moment we are experiencing and enjoying the different type of facets of a flow, but life is like a flow going on, river. And mainly our life consists of two dimensions. One is of course our personal life, another side is our professional life. Because each one of us are professionals, we have to earn our bread. It's not someone else is giving me food, right? We all are earning our bread. So we are professional. And the will of personal life and professional life, when I'm able to balance both the aspects, then my life's will also is rotating in the perfect manner. If you look at the three wheels, how they are rotating each other and making other one move, that's how our life is also like. In our personal world, we all have experienced all of these aspects. We have family to spend time with. Self is a very, very important part of us, right? It is me, so I need to take care of myself, whether it is my physical well-being or my mental and psychological well-being. But it's a very, very important part of me, the self. Of course, I have a lot of friends, so I should maintain some level of friendly relationship with my friends, whether it's a colleague or maybe childhood friend or college friend or whoever it may be. But friends are a very, very important part of our life. And of course, our dreams and aspirations. Each one of us have a dream to achieve something in life, right? So these are the overall dimensions which defines our personal world. Then coming to professional world, yeah, our colleagues, whether it is boss or subordinate or peer, at workplace there will be some issues or challenges coming up, and of course my professional aspiration will be there. Then roles and responsibilities, as a kind of a certain professional, I have certain roles and responsibilities, and also I have to cope up with some level of competition with maybe my colleagues. Or maybe in my business area also I have certain competition which I have to cope up with, constantly think of. Though it is part of my roles and responsibilities, but it is still, it's a competition. I'm always running behind achieving something. So this overall is a picture of our professional dimension. So most of the time you might have heard this statement, time is money, so don't waste my time. Just best utilize your time, otherwise you are losing out a lot of things. So this is how. Do we experience this or do we believe this? Yeah? So we also believe that money, name or fame is almost equivalent to our success. So if in my life I have achieved enough amount of money or I have achieved good fame and name, then I feel that I am successful. Do we believe that also? This statement sounds familiar? Yeah? So what are we ending up doing? For an employed person, maybe 4 to 20 hours a day, most of, like, it's a very generic statement I am making, but for a maybe a part-time employee, it is kind of 4 hours a day the person is spending in working. And for a full-time employee and very, very busy kind of a schedule, so you might end up spending 20 hours a day just working, working, working. For a self-employed person, yeah, he is the king of his time. So he might be working for 24 hours also, or not working at all on certain days. For a researcher, what is happening? 24 hours a day. Why? Because all the time, the researcher is thinking, how can I prove my statement? How can I achieve my goal? So all the time the person is thinking on that dimension. It's actually all the time work is going on. But what is life offering us? Does life offer us n number of hours and years in life? Does? No. In reality, we have only 24 hours each day. How long? We don't know. It can be like maybe 100 years also. It can be just for 1 year also. Right? So, our actual resource is very limited. But how are we utilizing that resource? Are we becoming like this? Can you identify yourself with this? Trying to do too many things and somehow trying to adjust and balance? Yeah? Is this real happiness? Trying to juggle around too many things and trying to adjust and earn so much name, fame, and is this real happiness? Is this going to be really making me happy? What about these kids? They are very poor children living in some village. Are they not looking happy? They are happy in their own way. They might not be having enough resources, enough money or enough education, but they are enjoying their life. So what is life? What is success? What is happiness? How can I balance my life? Because the thing which is making me strive for happiness but yet not achieving that is because I have lost balance in certain aspects. So how can I do that? Few insights. I may need to prioritize. I will have n number of things to do in the day, but I may need to prioritize which is most important for me. I may need to let go of certain things. Life will continuously keep on giving me opportunities. Hundreds of things will come in front of me. If I want to grab everything, then I will be like that. I'll be trying to hold everything and not achieving anything. So I may need to let go of certain things. Of course, prioritization will help me to decide which one to let go and which one to catch hold. And I may need to love myself. Right? Only materialistic gain is not loving myself. I need to love myself as I am, as my aspirations are. Unless I have lived my life with passion, I am not loving myself. So, this is what another very important thing. I need to pamper myself, actually. And whatever is not essential in life, though they seem to be very, very important, like if you look at mobile, it is like it has become like a more than part of our life. It has become my life. But is it essential? People were not living before mobile. Everyone were living, right? So such certain things are there in our life which is not essential, which are actually making me waste a lot of my resources and energy. So those things I just need to eliminate from my agenda. And I need to love unconditionally. Many of our time, our intellectually we are stuck in things because we are not able to love people. We are not able to love unconditionally. We put condition, we start judging people. And that causes a lot of imbalance in our life. So I need to do this. And finally, I need to hate these negative emotions. Hatred, jealousy, ego, carelessness, laziness, gossiping, unproductive discussions, unproductive time, just loitering around, all these things I need to hate doing. I need to be positively looking at life. Be different, be special. Everyone is trying to do something. What differently I can do thing? How can I be special? But should I be striving to be special or am I already special? Actually, each one of us are already special. Why? Because we are child of God. We are not someone has thrown me and somehow by mistake I was born. No. I am a child of God. I have all the capabilities that my Supreme Father wants to give me. So I just need to recognize my potential and use it, and everything else will happen. So my birthright is to be successful in whatever I achieve, whatever I want to do. And just I need to remember that. And automatically rest everything will start happening. Yeah. So this is with what I would like to conclude my sharing. I hope it relates. Thank you. What I meant is, by saying 24 hours, it's not literally 24 hours, but the mind is always engaged in thinking or trying to find out a solution. So that is what at least I have observed in my friends who have been involved in research activities, or say I also have been engaged in some level of research activities with Spark. So what I have noticed is, like, when an individual gets involved in searching out some truth, so the person will start searching for that answer, that click, everywhere, all the time. So there is no barrier of time or any location or any kind of any other thing is not a barrier. So all the time the person is thinking for the solution. It's like a very natural behavior of humanity, human being. So that's what I meant. It's not literally 24 hours, but it's like all the time. The attention is always there. Right. Hope I could answer. The same happens with even professionals also. Like, when you are too much into some kind of a problem-solving situation, that you all the time you are thinking, maybe you are eating at home, but still you are thinking about that problem that came at in the office and how to solve it. So that's the thing mind keeps on doing. That's what I meant here. Yeah.
Actually, so what I feel is, just my remark, as you say, 24 hours we are awakened almost. Sometimes in sleep also we are not really sleeping. That is also the experience when you have some deep thought, as sister was saying, that something is happened, some project, some work, and we go on thinking about it even during the sleep. So our subconscious mind is still at work, and it is not really a proper sleep, isn't it? We are the when we go to sleep and when we are awakened, we really cannot distinguish between the two. It is sort of a drowsiness or sort of a awakened state. Is not a clear sleep. You know what you say as a sound sleep, deep sleep. वो नहीं होता है उस समय. So probably that is the thing.
Mind is too much engrossed in thinking and trying to find out the answer. So that's what is like 24 hours. All the time you are in that world. You are not in your current world.
Thank you very much, Chandrani Bhanji. She has really shared very beautiful insights, and as I said, she is an example of this, as she herself shared her routine. We all know about the IT professionals and how they really have to maintain the balance, and being in practice of meditation, she is able to manage that, she is able to balance the life, we can see that. And she has given very beautiful, simple tips. How do we use that in our day-to-day life to maintain the balance? Thanks again. There is one more thing. In balancing, we are living in two worlds. One is my inner personal world. One is the external world. Perhaps the balance needs there also. My inner and outer world should have some balance. When I talk about the inner world, I mean to say a harmony inside, a proper alignment, proper coordination, the way the body is having coordination and it is functioning on its own. Sharir ke andar jo kriyaye ho rahi hai, hame unka ehsaas nahi ho raha hai, lekin wo ho rahi hai. We are breathing, humne jo food khaya hai, khana khaya hai, wo digest ho raha hai, sab kuch ho raha hai. A proper coordination, that is nature. Itna sundar balance hai, kitna sundar correlation hai. What about my inner world, my personal world, jahan hum kehte hai, there should be harmony and alignment in my thoughts, my words and my actions. Do I really do what I say?
and do I really say what I think? शायद हम ये नहीं कर रहे हैं, शायद हम बोल कुछ रहे हैं, कर कुछ रहे हैं और सोच कुछ और ही रहे हैं. इफ दिस हैपन्स अगेन देर इज अ प्रॉब्लम ऑफ लूजिंग द बैलेंस. सो स्पिरिचुअलिटी अगेन कम्स बैक टू दैट इनर वर्ल्ड. इट गिव्स अस द एक्सपोजर टू दैट इनर वर्ल्ड वेयर आई कैन हैव अ प्रॉपर अलाइनमेंट इन माई इनर वर्ल्ड, माई पर्सनल वर्ल्ड, जिसके बारे में सिर्फ मैं ही जान सकती हूं और जिसके लिए सिर्फ मुझे अकेले को ही काम करना होगा. एट द मोस्ट गॉड कैन हेल्प मी एंड नो ह्यूमन बीइंग्स. ऑफकोर्स वी कैन कोऑपरेट ईच अदर, लेकिन हमें खुद ही ये काम करना होगा. आइए आगे बढ़ते हैं. इसी विषय पर हम सुनेंगे. हमारे बीच उपस्थित है दिल्ली से आए हुए भ्राता सुनील नंदा जी. He is an entrepreneur from Delhi who has done his engineering from IIT Delhi, and he is associated with Brahma Kumaris for past 3 years. I request Brother Sunil Danda to share his insights on the subject.
Good evening to all. Do you want to induct your concept to all the dimension of knowledge, irrespective of time, space and subject?
Sir, if I understood right, you asked the question that we want to induct our concept, whether it is beyond time, space, if I have understood correct. Is this correct? Okay. Sir, I think we tried to share from our personal life observations and experiences. It's nothing too much scientific, nothing too much hi-fi, hi-funda, nothing like that. It's day-to-day life we have been experiencing. I believe you all must be experiencing the similar things, that how we get engrossed in different aspects of our life, and maybe we, most of the time we focus so much in one direction and lose connectivity with the another side, and so there is some kind of a disturbance in life. So that is the time when we realize that I have lost my balance. Yeah, so it's actually each individual's perception and the way we take our life and how we want to deal with our life. It's all up to us. We just, 3 of us and 4 of us, try to share what we have been observing in our life. And yeah, it's up to you how you want to live your life. Yeah, so here we are, all are here to share our insights, exchange our views and learn from each other. So that's all we are doing here.
Om Shanti. Thank you very much, Nilima Ben, and I really thank Rama Ben, Chandrani Ben and Himnata Ben who have trusted me to share my experiences regarding this subject. Actually, I was sharing something like this with Rama Ben in our center when it's all about the family. It just so happens that my professional life and the family works together, so it's not different, because my son, my mother, they are all working in the same unit, so maybe the position is slightly different. But then all of you people can relate with this, that when you have grown up sons, they have their own aspirations and the balance is required. It all started, what I'm going to share now is something which all triggered from my son raising few questions, like something which was raised yesterday also, that good ideas are laid in front of your seniors and they are rejected outright. So I did something like that. I mean, he came up with some, so to say, brilliant idea, and I said that the idea is not worth it, and you don't have that economic sense and you don't have that commercial sense. And he came out with this, you don't understand, you regret later, and all those things, you know. So there was a little bit of tension, and then later on we both realized that we have to work out. And I thought that I have bought this business to such a state, and what I am handing over to my son, I mean, it's generations. I took over from my father, and then I would be handing over to my son. So what am I handing over to my son? So there sort of I looked back to my experiences as to what spirituality could add to value in balancing, I mean, in relationships, in family, in our own units. There are a lot of things where you can apply all these balances. And as such, I would not look at the perspective in the way Chandrani Ben looked. Okay, that was one perspective. I would be looking into another perspective, which is life per se, if you can balance it, then probably you have done the job. Then you have taken care of both professional life as well as family life. I mean, it goes very well with me anyways, because we are all working together. So I would be talking about, apart from whatever BK people know of in Murali's, it's something very related to that also, but something very close to my heart. And then I wrote, email to my son, apart from whatever material things I'm handing over to, I will be handing over a legacy, which will be a sort of, the Buddhist teachings, which I became very fond of. I had written them, codified them, and I'll be sharing those Buddhist teachings, which are also called paramitas. So there are six paramitas which I'll be sharing, and I told them what it means and how they will really help you in later life to balance, and probably I keep reading them again and again to balance my life. And amongst those, obviously the issue is from anger to well-being. I mean, the whole issue is most of the times you are irritated, most of the times you are not comfortable, and you want to move over to well-being. You want to be light, you want to be comfortable, you want to include people. So how do you do that? So I thought one of the ways you could possibly achieve this state of mind and state of being is by following paramitas. Spirituality per se for me is a practice. It's not understanding something, it's not an abstract thing. You have to really practice. I mean, you have to understand a few things. I mean, for example, in our Murali's also we have Shrimat, code of conduct. And there are a host of code of conducts available to us. But the real issue is practice. You have to practice. So, amongst those first of paramitas, which probably Buddha talked of, and was mindfulness. And in mindfulness, we are highly aware. Aware means, Janki Dadi was also talking now, it's all about now and here. Very, very present, very, very focused, and it really creates a lot of energy. And amongst the first of the paramitas is giving, dana. So you are all aware that dan is one of the biggest things, and it's not in the conventional sense. I mean, I'm talking about dan, I mean material things, it's not that. Your own presence, for example, my son was really saying to me that you don't get time. So being present to him, listening to him. Now this is basically a giving, or probably receiving also in the real sense. So in those sense I am talking about giving. You could give a smile to him, and that could probably remove the whole tension. I mean, I see most of the sisters smiling, and they don't need to speak anything, and the whole tension removes. Most of the times I see that, and most of the women do that. I presume men should also learn that. And of course, so the another thing probably you can give is shubh bhavna, well-being for the people. Shubh kamna and shubh bhavna is the main statement, I would say, of BKs. And then there's a big gift which one can give to the fellow members. This is a little abstract. No birth, no dying. This is a gift of non-fear. I mean, for elderly, we have all elderly people, and they are close to death. For that matter, everybody is afraid of death. So explaining the continuity, first understanding yourself, the eternity, and that continuity. Now, if you can really help parents remove that fear of death, and then give them some amount of peace, that's again a big giving. Now, that's family part of balancing. Right? Creating happiness all the times, practically. So, probably Chandrani Ben was talking about unconditional love, non-discrimination. Now, non-discrimination is talked about by Buddha a lot. I mean, and it has a lot of relevance.